MZTV.
All right then, still broadcasting from Lima, Peru, but this time using the microphone in a better way, considering this tool is failing me by the day. Nevertheless, we will get the message out. I'm Martin Zender, and the reason I'm making a show today from this Airbnb apartment is because my surgery was delayed. The doctor had an emergency, and so the surgery that was scheduled for 8 o'clock this morning was pushed back until 4 p.m., which I was not happy about that, but this is God's operation. I get it? Operation, not mine. So he knows what's best, and he decided he wanted a later time, which means I have the time to make a show. So 5 hours from now, or 4 hours from now, I'll be out. The operation will be occurring between 4 and 8, my time. It's 4 hour operation, 4 and 8. That would be 5 and 9 Eastern time in the United States of America. So won't it be great when we can stop talking about this? I will love it. You will love it. But listen, all your comments, all your prayers and your love, this has been so good for me. I mean, I know that it's always there, but to hear you say it means so much to me. I love the love that the body of Christ has for one another. Talked about sin and death yesterday. I'm going to make a short video. I might make another short video ahead of time and have it ready for Friday. We'll see what happens today. A couple really interesting posts on yesterday's show, and one has to do with miracles, with claiming the power of God, and why can't I just claim the power of God and be healed from this? So I got a comment from someone named Fred Barney. I don't know who this is, but as I read this comment, let me tell you ahead of time, I am not mocking this comment. I really appreciate the love and the care and the concern behind this person's post. And this is a post that we need to discuss. It'll help us understand the day and age we are in, the administration we're in, better to say it that way, and we'll find out what God is up to. Fred Barney says, Martin, lay your hand on your neck and say, in the name of Jesus the Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I curse the seed of the cancer. I curse the root of the cancer, and I command the cancer to die in Jesus' name. I command in the name of Jesus that my immune system be healed and my immune system produce natural killer cells, T killer cells and T memory cells. Command in the name of Jesus the electrical, chemical, and magnetic frequencies of every cell in your body to be in harmony and balance. All poisons, toxins, all prions. I don't even know what prions are. All prions, toxins, and poisons be removed from your body, and every good cell digest every bad cell in Jesus' name. Then say, thank you, Jesus, 3 times. Praying in the Spirit for you, brother. Never forget, Martin, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, I'm not like actually the righteousness of God, but the righteousness of God is being demonstrated by God in Christ through me, so I thank God for that. And Fred and Barney, I appreciate this post, and I appreciate the motivation behind it. And you want me to be well. Everyone wants me to be well. I want to be well. But in this age, something changed between the beginning of Acts and the end of Acts. In the beginning of Acts, we were seeing many miracles, and even Paul did miracles, and Paul's handkerchiefs were passed around, and people were healed of various ailments. But then later on, Paul did not do any healing. Why? Because the fullness of this administration had come, and this administration is one of faith. It is one of weakness. It is one where God's power is manifested in our weakness. I do not have the audacity within me to tell God what to do. I can't do this, Fred and Barney. I just can't. I can't do it. I don't have it in me to command Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm not saying that. I know the intention here, and I know that in some scriptures we have people praying in the name of God and ordering things in the name of God, but I can't do this. I think it would be wrong to do this, and I'm going to explain why. You may say, Martin, you must not have the faith for it. Well, I have the faith that I have. Maybe I don't have the faith for it. But if I don't have the faith for it, I don't have the faith for it. God didn't give me enough faith to command my body to do whatever I want it to do. Command a headache to go away. Command a cancer to go away. Command my immune system. What if I had broken a bone? Would you be recommending that I command the bone to mend? I would do that on the air if I thought it would work. I would do it on the air. If I thought it was time for that, if it was the right administration, and if I thought that's what God wanted me to do, I would show you my broken leg and we would do this on you. I would do this. I would do this if I thought that it was right to do it. And I would do it right here on the air for everybody to see. But it's not right. And here's my answer to Fred and Barney. Well, first of all, let's see Gary Laser's answer. A few people commented to Fred and Barney's comment. It's not Fred and Barney, it's Fred Barney. Sorry, I got the Flintstones on the brain. I don't know why. Oh, I know why, because I was talking to Maria last night about what they called the Flintstones. They had a different name in Peru for the Flintstones. The Flintstones were in Peru. Yes, this is very important to know. But they weren't called Flintstones. I think they were called like Pedro Pietre or something off Stone Man Fred or something. Very, very funny. So I'm just going to call you Fred, if that's okay. Sorry, I've been saying Fred and Barney. It's kind of funny, actually. Gary says, it sounds like you're saying the magic is in saying stuff three times and telling God that you are in command. I wonder if that impresses him who is the subjector. That's true. See, I'm with Gary here. I see God as the subjector. God subjects things. I cannot subject him to my will. And then Gary says, very politely, very civilly, of course, I could be understanding you incorrectly. And then, of course, Whiskey Mystic, our resident New Ager, says, Gary, Moses performed magic, as did Jesus. Stop being hypocritical. And I love Gary's response. Who was it that instructed Moses on what to do and what to say? Just asking for clarity. Was it one of Moses' followers? Nice shot there, Gary. Of course, it wasn't one of Moses' followers. It was the subjector, God, who told Moses what to do and say. This is my answer to Fred. I appreciate this sentiment. I really do. Thank you for writing. I can feel the love you have for me, but honestly, I can't do this. It is not the administration for this. This is the administration of faith. And that long list of things mentioned by Paul in Romans 8 that cannot separate us from the love of God. And let's go to Romans 8 and see these things that cannot separate us from the love of God. Verse 35, what shall be separating us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword or cancer or compromised immune system? Paul says, according as it is written, on thy account, we are being put to death the whole day. We are reckoned as sheep for slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquering through him who loves us. In all these things. This new administration of grace. In fact, this new administration of God's power being perfected in weakness. That's what's happening today, friend. God's power is being perfected in weakness. And so he has purposely made us weak. He has purposely subjected us during this time of the nations, this era of the nations, subjected us to many humiliating things named by Paul here: affliction, distress, persecution, famine. Are We too, does Paul instruct us to tell God to get us out of all these things? In fact, it's the opposite. Paul said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Paul does not recommend that we pray to get out of any of these things, and that's instruction for me as well. I go on. It sounds good, Fred. I mean, it really does sound good. It's not that I don't have the faith that God in Christ can heal, but maybe I don't. It's just that God's strength is made manifest in my weakness, and I don't want to get out of my weakness if this is what God wants for me. And you may think it's absurd to say that God will want us to be weak, but he does. In this era, he wants us to be weak and dependent on him, because again, this is the era not of believing because of miracles. Jesus said, happy are those who have not seen and yet believe, who have not seen and yet believe. I have not seen a miracle. I don't have the faith, but I think I have more wisdom to not do that, but I don't want to see a miracle because I'm more blessed to not see a miracle and rely on God even in my weakness. Relying on God, Fred. In all these things, I'm more than conquering. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Paul boasted in his weakness. It's just that God's strength is made manifest in my weakness, and I don't want to get out of my weakness if this is what God wants for me. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, Fred. I hope it does. In early Acts, Paul is healing people. Later in Acts, as I said, some of Paul's clothing was given to people, and just the contact with Paul's clothing healed people. Later in Acts, however, Paul is telling Timothy to drink wine for his stomach ailments. Why didn't Paul tell Timothy to do what you told me to do in this text? Why didn't Paul tell Timothy that? Timothy, put your hand on your stomach and command that the stomach pain go away. Instead, this man, the Apostle Paul, one of the most spiritual man on the planet Earth at this time, tells Timothy, drink a little wine. I think wine's good for the stomach. Timothy might have written back, oh, couldn't you send me like one of your t-shirts? Maybe underwear, pair of socks. Paul said it's not the time for that. Paul would have said, we are full into the new administration and God's strength is perfected in weakness. My strength is perfected in weakness. Fred, that's how I feel about it. I feel this is out of God's, I know, I don't feel, I know this is out of God's timing for today. When the kingdom returns, these miracles will be happening again. This is a unique administration, and you must recognize the line between the administration of miracles and the administration of commanding this and that in the name of God. But again, even Jesus suggested that those who have not seen are more blessed. So I got to handle this the primitive way. And who knows how it will go? I don't know how it will go. I'm going to be weak for several days. Might not even be able to make a show. I don't know. We'll see. Margie said, you don't stop bashing Christians even at your last moment before going under. The audacity. Then she adds, sleep well. My answer is, well, my first words coming out of anesthesia will be, now let me tell you about those damn Christians. I try to get Maria to be on hand to record those words for you. That would be quite entertaining. I know. Several of you said I look weak and pale and drawn out. And, well, I'll have you know that I ran for an hour continuously yesterday before I made the show. And if you don't look weak and drawn out, you're not a fit distance runner. But it's also the lighting. It's bad lighting. If I look bad, it's just lighting. Actually, it was a Whiskey Mystic, our resident New Ager, who commented on my appearance. But you see what I mean by lighting? My lymph node didn't look too bad over there, but now look. Is that why lymph? Lymph has got to be one of the ugliest, awfulest words in the English language. Oh, are we looking at five consonants here? Is Y a consonant? We have L Y M P H. Is Y a consonant here? What's the rule? I learned it in school. Oh, A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. Sometimes Y. Wait, that's, we don't know when. I mean, that's awful loosey-goosey to me. Let's say Y is a consonant here. We have five consonants in a row. It's just not right. I hate that word. I'm not going to call it that anymore. I'm going to call it the crap collector, or the boo-boo basket, or hacky sack. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, I'm going to call it the crap collector for now. You can see how the crap collector looks a lot worse with lighting. But this is what Whiskey Mystic says about me. Your appearance tells more. You're skinny and drained. Recovery means the power to take back that which was stolen from you. What was stolen from me? Let me continue. In this case, your strength and vitality. Okay, well, yes. I don't know. I ran a full hour yesterday before I made the video. So, I'm not that drained. And I'm not skinny. Do I have to show you my flab on my abdomen? I will if I have to. Anyway, recovery means the power to take back what was stolen from you. By the way, I need to say this too. I appreciate the sentiment behind this. I mean, I appreciate that this person wants me to be well. That's not lost on me. So thank you for that, Whiskey. A recovery means the power to take back that which was stolen from you. In this case, your strength and vitality. This energy and you pulled much out of you. Pull it back. Oh, this is what I don't know how to do this, okay? I got to admit to you. Pull it back through your eyes, feet, fingertips, hair, skin. Fill up your bones, bone marrow, and blood with the power of God. Fill up my bone marrow with the power of God. Is there a spigot for that? Is that on tap? How do I do that? Through my crap collector? I don't know. The Spirit of God makes its home in me, and the Spirit of God decides what to do with me. I don't make these decisions. Be that magnetic force, man, says Whiskey at the end. Be that magnetic force. Be that magnetic force. How do you do this, Whiskey? I don't really want to know, I guess. I don't know. This sounds like a complete work of the flesh, because you're talking about a miracle here. I answered, I don't know, Whiskey. I ran for an hour before making this video. I ain't that weak. Anyway, the power of God is in me, and he is the one who purposely makes me weak. And this is the main point of this whole MGTV production. I know you don't and can't understand that, but I thought I would say it anyway. I think Jesus probably looked pretty skinny and drained on the cross. Would you look up at him on the cross, Whiskey, and say, fill up your bones, bone marrow, and blood with the power of God. Be that magnetic force, man. The thing is, I have a feeling that you probably would say that to Jesus. I can't put that past you. To me, that would be akin to the priests mocking him for not coming down from the cross. Save yourself, heal yourself. They challenged him. Be that magnetic force, man. Where's that magnetic force that cleansed the lepers and raised the dead? It was not time for a revelation of that force. It was a time of the love of God to be demonstrated through weakness. It was time for an act of spirit, not an act of magnetic force. It was time for the human race to see that the race is not won by might nor by power, nor by gearing up the will, but only by the Spirit of God. But if I look bad, then Christ is going to look good.